So there are two other things that we chatted about that I want to just sort of get back into. One is neoadjuvant therapy. The other is IP, intraperitoneal therapy. Seems like these are issues that have been out there for a long time. Where are we today with them?
So neoadjuvant chemotherapy is a strategy to begin primary advanced ovarian cancer treatment with chemotherapy rather than surgery when the surgery would not result in a complete resection or R0. And that's common. Frequently, you can figure that out on a CAT scan. If you want to do a laparoscopy to assess the extent of disease, fine. But about half of patients with advanced, newly diagnosed ovarian cancer begin with chemotherapy and have the surgery between the third and the fourth cycle. So it's common. Intraperitoneal chemotherapy, I think, is dead for now. There are a small group of people that think that the old data still is relevant. The old data is very provocative, but the new data that has a better control arm invalidates the earlier data because the earlier data didn't have the right control arm. But when the right control arm is used, which is dose-dense weekly paclitaxel and every 3-week carboplatin, there is no benefit to intraperitoneal chemotherapy. So if people use intraperitoneal chemotherapy today, and it's only a small subset, they latch on to the old data and don't really, in my humble opinion, don't really understand that the control arm in those prior studies was wrong.
Getting back to neoadjuvant therapy, what regimen do you typically utilize? And then in the patients who then do go to surgery, how do you approach post-op treatment?
Right, so there are three options for that chemotherapy neoadjuvant patient. Many people continue to use every 3-week carboplatin and paclitaxel, an AUC of 5 or 6, paclitaxel 175 milligrams per square meter over 3 hours. That's still common. I think, though, the more common regimen is to take the paclitaxel and divide it into a weekly 80 milligrams per square meter. 80 times 3 is 240. That's more than the 175, so it's dose dense. So the most common is every 3-week carboplatin and dose dense paclitaxel. It would be acceptable to use bevacizumab as well with the every 3-week regimen. Some people do that, but if you do that, you shouldn't give it the cycle before surgery and the cycle after. So the most current regimen is dose dense weekly. The second would be every 3-week. There are some people that would add bevacizumab. You talked about the high volume disease where this is a potential benefit. But again, don't give it right before and right after the surgery.